So the question is, how do busy dads get into great shape with limited time, space, and equipment, all while enjoying the process and without sacrificing family time? If you want to know the secrets to dialing in your nutrition, being consistent, and staying motivated to achieve your fitness goals once and for all, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Kevin Torres, and this is the Dad Bod Wad Podcast. All right, what's up, Legacy Makers? Welcome to another episode of the number one podcast for busy dads who want to go from dad bod to fit dad and lose your first 20 plus pounds without fasting, without cutting carbs, and without sacrificing family time so that you can create a legacy of health and fitness, not only for yourself, but for generations to come. And on this show and inside of my program, we're teaching busy dads just like you how to do just that. So hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And on today's episode, I'm joined by a super special guest, Mike Hoffman, who's a member inside of the Forging Elite Fathers Program. Mike, what is up, man? How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm excited. You know, I'm so grateful that you're here. And like, I know we were chatting over Messenger a couple of days ago, and like, I was just looking over your results and the progress that you've been making so far. And I was like, man, I got to get Mike on the podcast to share.
Thank you. I think
it's going to inspire a couple of people. And so I'm super stoked to have you on, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hell yeah. And so we're recording this in October. And so you just told me that the Orioles are out of the playoffs now and
taking it rough. Yeah. No, that's all right. Sorry. Next year.
Yeah. All right. So give us like the quick 30-second spiel. Like who's Mike, man?
Yeah. So, I'm a father of one. I have a lovely wife. Hunter, he's 2.5. He keeps me busy. He's always on the move now. And you know, it was kind of, you know, a while ago where we were like, you know, kind of debating on what we need to do with our lives to get ourselves involved to even have a kid. And now we have a kid and it's like, holy cow. yeah, we got to keep up. Like this, he's a ball full of energy. But other than having Hunter and my wife, I enjoy skiing. I'm a big skier. I like the hunt. I golf whenever I can. So that's some of my extracurricular activities. I work remote for an IT company.
Oh, nice.
So I'm always sitting down for a long period of time. And over the course of the years, I know that has played a role in my health and, you know, and where I was at and my physical appearance too. So,
yeah, absolutely, man. And of course that's what happens, you know, especially working remotely and, you know, being in the tech world. But kudos to you and your wife for, you know, for making some of those shifts and changes in preparation for, you know, having the baby in the first place. And then, like you said, like now that the baby's here, it is like a whirlwind of just everything, right? Like your whole life gets turned upside down.
Yep.
And like trying to keep up with the baby and everything. So yeah, it's wild. You know, we have three at home, and so we've done that three different times to ourselves. And the third time I was like, why do we keep doing this to ourselves? You know, like waking up in the middle of the night to change diapers and stuff. I'm like, oh my God. But obviously I look at her and I'm like, man, I can't imagine not having her. So So like you mentioned, like you feel like that sitting down and that sedentary lifestyle had an impact on like your appearance and like your health. So like, what was your health and fitness like, I guess, like before joining the program?
So as you know, I considered myself an active guy, right? I'm always involved. I was involved in the social sports. Like I said, I hunt, I ski. Every year I was like, all right, you know, time to get in ski shape, hop on the treadmill, do some lifting, and sure it would work for till November, December. And then I would go right back into my old habits. Eating lousy, having more beers than I should during the week, sitting at the computer all day, not really caring. I always cared on the weekends. Oh man, you know, Sunday, all right, this is the week, and it never really was the week until I put myself in a position to where, all right, like now it's time. And I basically got, you know, kind of tired of like looking at myself in the mirror and be like, geez, man, like this is not who I used to be. You know, I put on a bunch of weight. I need to get back to feeling good again. So
Yeah, and like at your high watermark, like how heavy would you say you got?
I think I hit like 265 at one point. And I never in the last, I would say I think I look back like 2 years, I think I dropped below 250 once.
Got it.
And of course, in my 20s, I was lighter, I was more fit, I probably had a higher metabolism.
Right.
And I was consistently like around 220 to 230, and then it just skyrocketed from there. And yeah, so a change was needed.
Yeah, and so you're up at like 260, 265. And so what inspired you to reach out and to join the Forging Lean Fathers program?
Yeah, so it was actually you, to be honest. It was over the summer and my wife was home and we're like, all right, this is the week. We got to start doing some workouts. For some reason, the gym just wasn't doing it for me. And I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw it and I'm like, well, I'm a dad. I'm out of shape and this guy's killing it. So I hopped on your Instagram. I think I did one of your exercises and I even messaged, I commented back, I was like, holy cow, like I couldn't even do 20 air squats or something like that. I'm like, and
Right.
you're like, you know, like keep going. And I just followed along and I think I did one or two here and there. And then I was like, you know what? Hell with it. Like, if I might as well try this, you know, nothing else is working. My self exercise and what I was trying to do on myself just wasn't working. It wasn't working for me. For others, it probably works, but it, you know, for me, I needed accountability. I needed coaching. I needed health or not health, food, like eating. Clearly, what I was eating before was not what I'm not that I was supposed to be eating, but how much I was eating.
Right.
And you know, once you do it and you realize it, you look back, you're like, wow, like, you know, this is a big change on my habits of life. And also, I might have mentioned to you in the introductory briefing before, my sleep habits were awful. Often, you know, like sure the kid, sure. But I mean, waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning, not being able to go back to sleep till four, then sleeping till eight, because I'm exhausted, not helping out in the morning with my wife and son. And it was just a repetitive thing. Like I mean, this would go on for like a week every month. Like I would get into this swing where I would like, I wake up because my legs would ache. Why? I don't, you know, like I didn't know why. I'm sure it had to do with the food I was eating, the beer I was drinking. I was severely dehydrated. And I was just like, enough's enough. So,
Wow.
yeah.
Well, thanks so much for sharing all that. And also, like, again, like, kudos to you for just like and not admitting, but being able to be vulnerable and say, like, I just didn't know how to do these things and I needed help with, you know, with the nutrition side of things or with the accountability. Because I think, like, as dudes, especially our age, right? Like, you know, we have a couple of kids at home, you know, youngsters, you know, there's a little bit of an ego and a little bit of a pride there to be like, I can figure this out on my own. And the analogy that I always give is like, I am not a plumber. Like, I should not be doing anything under the sink. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear you.
you know, like I might be able to like fix like maybe a leaky faucet, but if it's like something else, like I need to just put my ego aside and get the plumber to come here and just like pay the few bucks and he'll do it in an hour and it'll take me multiple hours and I'll end up breaking something and need to go to Home Depot, right? Like where this guy can just come in and knock it out in a half an hour or something like that. So it's like sometimes you just need to defer to and leave things up to the professionals. So again, like good on you for that. And so I guess like you know, so you joined the program, like you said, you needed the accountability, the nutrition, your sleep was out of whack, you're not sleeping well, and it started to spiral out of control where you wake up a couple of hours a night and then you're not helping with the baby in the morning. And I'm sure that caused some tension and stress with your wife and you know, with all that. So like since you joined the program, I guess like what have you learned so far? Like what's been like the biggest takeaway since you joined the program back in August?
So that's a good question because there's multiple here for me at least. So we can go the I'll start off with the nutrition route. sure, I knew eating proteins, eating vegetables, that's what you needed. But when it's broken down into a protein, fat, carb, and realizing how much you can actually eat per meal was just kind of mind blowing to me. And in the beginning, I was like, I can't eat this much. Like I couldn't, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm so full, or, you know, and it's eating all the right foods that are good, that were tasting good. Whereas before, sure, I could easily eat those calories, but they were maybe in fried foods. They were in just other foods that was clearly making me who I was, you know, right. Then. Sorry, that was my work computer. So learning that whole understanding of nutrition really, really changed like my perception on nutrition. Because I will have to admit, I was one of those guys where, you know, you hear some people who work out and they're doing this and like, oh man, you got to eat all this protein. I can't have this piece of pizza today. And I'm like, what? Like, come on, man, just eat. Come on. Like, come on, let's go out and have some wings or whatever. Like you can't live like this. But now the clear understanding is like, sure, if they're like doing a program or something that works for them, like who am I to judge to say, you need to stop that right now? When in reality, right. Now I'm like, oh, like I see it. Like I get it. So definitely the nutrition. And then the other thing I would have to say is the accountability, that you and your trainers offer, the consistency, the awareness, the support that you guys provide, is exceptional. And not only do you help steer me, you help steer others on a right path that is tailored for that person. So I know that's kind of what you guys are bringing to me as far as, you know, learning, but I'm learning from what you guys are telling me and supporting me and other tweaks to like, hey, you know, maybe, you know, your nutrition is good, but, you know, hey, I want to add something else to this. You know, I'm tired of eating this, or, my workouts, like, man, my shoulder's been kind of sore. What's the alternative for burpees? you know, and other things like that. But yeah, just the whole learning curve of a profession that I clearly had no awareness of. I thought I did, of course, you know, like you said about the plumbing, everyone thinks you do, but yeah, it's been a great experience. That's for sure.
That's awesome, man. So happy to hear that the accountability and the support is working, and just like having that level of awareness with regard to nutrition. And yeah, I think like that's one of the things that I hear the most from people is like, wow, like I didn't realize how much I could actually eat, mm-hmm. you know, because people think like to lose weight, you have to starve yourself. And it's like, that's not true. You could actually eat 3, 4, 5 meals a day, yeah. as long as they're in the right portions and the right quantity, like the right types of food, because most people aren't eating enough protein. They're eating, you know, like a couple of bowls of oatmeal, which is nothing wrong with oatmeal. There's nothing wrong with pasta, but oatmeal with some protein powder is better, or pasta yes. with some chicken is better. Right. Yep. So just that level of awareness. And like, you know, you don't need to weigh and measure your food for the rest of your life. Cause ideally once you're, you know, you've done this enough, you'll intuitively know like, oh yeah, this is about like a healthy serving here. You know Correct. What I mean? Love that, man. So I guess like what kind of results have you gotten so far? You know, like at your high watermark, you were at 265. I think when you joined the program, you might've been like mid 250s, like 255 or 256 or something like that. So yeah. what kind of results have you gotten so far?
I mean, I'll jump right into it. I just weighed myself this morning, 236.5, feeling great. I'm happy. I'm sleeping better. I go to bed at 9:30, 10 sometimes, waking up at 5, which is the recommended time. And not thinking I could ever wake up at that time to work out has definitely changed. It's even if I don't work out, if, you know, if, like, oh, I'm going to take an off day or something, like, I still get up at five. I still go through my normal routine, except, you know, if I'm not working out, maybe I'll go walk the dogs, or I'll start getting my son's lunch together, or right. I'll just have a cup of coffee and, you know, in silence. But one of my results, I was actually just talking to a buddy today about it, is I'm laughing now, but, like, you know, push-ups, I would do 10 here and there, you know, throughout the week, yada, yada. And, like, I can successfully do 100 push-ups, like, not in a row, but either like 10 by 10 or 5 by 20, you know, and it's like, wow, like, this, like, it's a huge accomplishment for me. You know, it might be little to others, but, you know, just little things like that. And that's, I'm just pushing my body weight. And, you know, without weights, without doing anything, it's like, all right, you know, like, you know, this feels good. And as far as my, you know, my all other health, like I said, sleeping and eating better and maintaining,
that's awesome, dude. And what does your wife say? Like, has she noticed?
Yeah, she has. And not only has she noticed, she wakes up at five too.
That's awesome.
And does her own, you know, her own routine in the garage. I've been starting to go to the gym because I don't quite have the weights in my garage that I need. I did in the beginning. You know, those 100 push-ups weren't exactly 100 push-ups in the beginning.
Right.
You know, some of the other exercises that we do were highly modified. You know, the first 2 weeks were like, how in the hell am I going to get through this? You know, and then you build, but yeah, you know, my wife's like, kind of funny. We were talking, I was like, I have a cabin. And I'm like, I really need to get a chainsaw. Like, I've been talking about it for years. And she goes, well, why don't you buy a chainsaw for the hard work you've done and what you've accomplished. And I'm like, that's a great idea. I haven't bought a chainsaw yet, but it's still
dude, in discussion. You should totally do that. And again, that just reinforces the positive feedback loop too, right? Yeah. We talk about that on habits, you know, like when you want to build a positive habit, you know, if you reward yourself with something, you know, it could be like, man, that was great. And what am I going to get myself the next 20 pounds that I lose, you know,
right.
Look forward to it. That's really awesome, dude. I'm so happy for you and congratulations. So you're down 20 pounds since joining the program, sleeping better, waking up early every day, you know, showing up as the husband and the father that you were supposed to be. And your wife is even getting, you know, her morning routine started. Yep. That's so freaking awesome, man. I'm so happy to hear that. I guess, like, what would you tell somebody who's like on the fence? Maybe they've listened to this podcast, or maybe they've been listening to a bunch of podcast episodes, or they've even been thinking about joining the Forging Lean Fathers, but they're just like not sure they're ready to take that leap. Like, what would you tell somebody who's on the fence?
I would tell them bite the bullet and do it. Like, try it. It's, you know, everyone has to try something. And clearly if they're on the fence, what they were doing before might not have been working, or if it was working, it wasn't working to the best that it, you know, that it could be. You know, give it a shot. You'll be surprised of the support that you get from the team, the other members that are going through the other members that are going through the program themselves. Everyone's supported. Everyone's there to support one another. Get it.
I know. I love seeing the group chat light up every day with like people posting their wake up times and their workouts, and just like seeing how much, how many reactions, like when somebody like hits a milestone or, you know, gets like, just seeing all the reactions out there. It's really so cool and inspiring to see everybody.
Yeah. And, I mean, sure. We're human beings. We're not robots. I'm not a fitness, you know, guy who's been doing it my whole life. You know, I'm just looking for something to get myself back going again. And, honestly, my son's 2.5 and he's not getting any younger. So I better keep up with him. So
Yeah. Well, Mike, man, I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to say, leave everybody with before we hop off and say goodbye?
No, I think that's it. Go check out Kevin, man. He's good.
Yeah. Come join the program.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you know, like Coach Ryan, Coach Travis, like we're all here to support you. The community, all the other guys who are in the program are here to support as well. So again, Mike, I'm super grateful that you're here and thank you so much for taking the time to share your experience and your story, because I know, like, I was so inspired when I saw your progress so far. And I know so many other people are going to be inspired by your story to hear like that, you know, just a normal dude who's able to just prioritize their health and fitness and actually get like, you know, amazing results. So if like you can do it, they can do it. Right. And so that's everybody listening. Legacy Makers, if you're like listening, you're like, all right, Mike sounds like a pretty normal dude with a little toddler at home, married, you know, and like, if he was able to do it, I can do it. And that's true. Like if he could do it, you can do it. And hundreds of other guys inside of our program have been able to do it as well. So if you're curious to learn a little bit more about the Forging Lead Fathers program, I would love for you to just go to forgingleadfathers.com, click on that apply button or in the link in the description, wherever you're listening. And once you fill out that application, I'll personally be in touch to answer all your questions. Like I will literally text you from my phone and you and I can chat back and forth and to answer all your questions to work out if and how my program could help you hit your goals. All right. So that is it. Until I see you next time, Legacy Makers, let's keep creating a legacy of health and fitness, not only for ourselves, but for generations to come. Let's go. See you, Mike.